Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today is Wednesday, and it's 5 p.m. Jerusalem time. It's May 9, 2018, and we have history in the making, and we have so much to talk about. We have the Eurovision, the Song Festival, that bring along all the music making from all over Europe and else. We have Donald Trump, the president, announcement on Iran deal. And we have President Putin inauguration with a big march of, you know, the liberation from the Nazi regime in Moscow. Then we have, a very incredible news that just was released, that we had three prisoners, the U.S. president released from North Korea by Mike Pompeo. Well, the president, Donald Trump, does as his way with people, and Mike Pompeo deliver. And they're on their way back to the motherland, and it's beautiful. And then, you know, in a few days, we have to celebrate Jerusalem Day and transfer of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. I'm telling you, it's history in the making. We have, in process, the Herzliya Conference, where all, you know, people that make sense, people of logistic, people of armed forces, diplomatic, agenda, they come and they talk. And they talk about the issues on the day, and today it was an incredible day in the making, like the yesterday and tomorrow probably. Then we witness the challenges, and we, you know, all the act of goodwill, and witness the threat of the enemy, that when we are going forward, they just want to attack us. And all the controversial about, you know, the Iran treaty, if we're supposed to stay or we're not, or the American should have pulled, and what the European are going to do about it. It's not easy, but it takes one thing. It takes loyalty, it takes trust, and the goodwill that will take us to win this game. Because this game of ours is incredible. It's the history in the making. Stay with us. We'll be after the break, and we'll talk about it, and we'll talk about what really is happening. We'll see you on the other side.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. You know, we have friends from the United States who are listening, from Australia, Israel, France, Colombia, Brazil, Netherlands, Sweden, and Denmark. I'm so happy to have you with us today, because in this time, we need all our friends we can get. And the question of the day is, did Donald Trump did the right thing by pulling out of the Iran agreement? And the sad thing about the Iran agreement is that the America needs to pay ahead of time before we actually see or saw if Iran is good on his act. But it's not about that also. It's also about our friends from the European Union that were so reckless today and called the United States a friend, but they keep on the agreement, the deal with Iran will keep on going as far as Mrs. Mogherini, ex-communist, see that, you know, the way she see that. So let me express my sympathy with Mrs. Mogherini, because about law and order and treaty, she has a lot to learn. Because if you recollect, the European Union or Europe is a part of NATO. And we have a very nice Lisbon Summit declaration that was took place in November 20th, 2010. And it's issued by the heads of state and government participating in the meeting of the North Atlantic Council in Lisbon. What they did in Lisbon, they talked about the treaty for NATO, how to reactivate, how to reorganize, what European and American allies are all about. So they talk. We said that we, the heads of state and government of the member country of the North Atlantic Alliance, have gathered in Lisbon to chart NATO future course. We reframe our commitment to the common vision and shared democratic value embodied in the Washington Treaty and to the purpose and principle of the United Nations Charter. Okay, so they start the Lisbon, and it's so funny that we have the Eurovision in Lisbon. It's like God gave us some cornerstone in our life to understand that there is a momentum that we have to come clear with our commitment and our understanding of the world. So your understanding, Mrs. Mogherini, that you can stay with the treaty is not possible, because if you're part of a member of NATO, you must stay and stick with the alliance, because if not, you can dismantle NATO too. And this is, guys, a gift from Mrs. Mogherini. She wants to dismantle NATO, because according to Article 39, and you know, guys, I give you the good. I don't talk. I walk. I make the research. I know what I'm talking about. Article 39, just to give it to you, Andy, friendly and not, you know, complicate with philosophical understanding like people of the left, academia, that we're going to talk about in the next segment is all about. We are talking about instability or conflict beyond NATO border can directly threaten alliance security, including by fostering extremism, terrorism, and transnational illegal activity such as trafficking in arms, narcotic, and people. This is the very definition of what Iran is doing. You can sign all agreement in the world. If the people of Iran, who are subject to this kind of regime, are sustaining a regime, actually, because it's their right to change anytime they want, because it's up to the people to change. But let's say that the regime of Iran decided to traffic arms, and we know that she trafficked arms, and she sent it to Hezbollah, she sent it to Syria, she sent it everywhere she can, Iraq. And what she does is she creating a terror network. So by own definition, the Treaty of Lisbon, Article 39, will establish that NATO accord treaty must support this incredible move of Donald Trump. You see, when you are a part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and you take, you know, your chart and you said, hey, I'm a part of it, I got all the weapon or whatever I have to my disposal, peacefully, of course, to defend any kind of allies that we have, you cannot ignore the fact that somebody threatened America. Today, you know what the Khomeini did? He actually was talking about the death of the president, God forbid, and then he was talking about, you know, the burn the flag together. It's like nothing peaceful. Let's assume Mr. Donald Trump, let's assume, it's, you know, by all means, that Donald Trump did think about it in an extreme way, and they are really, they wanted to deliver peaceful coexistence. You know, a day after, they don't burn the flag. A day after, they don't talk about the dead if they made a mistake. So it means that they were real. They are actually their threat and all the factors that we discover with their, you know, there was no full disclosure of the material, that actually it was a part of the deal to have a full disclosure. They actually made everything possible for us to cancel the deal. It's not like we don't want to have a peaceful coexistence, but we cannot be blind by paperwork when on the other end, we actually let them continue with their effort to make terror activity everywhere else. And we're not talking even the nuclear facility. A nuclear facility is something that needs to be dismantled. There is no reason for them to think for a minute that it can continue. But we need to understand that Donald J. Trump did the right thing because he is committed to peaceful coexistence. And you see the act of North Korea come to the table, talks about dismantling his nuclear weapon, and he actually make a gesture of goodwill. Now, let's assume that the Iranian want to come to the table and talk. How many prisoners, sir, you or ma'am, you have in Iran that we don't know, we forgot? I know we have a Ron Arad still. We have people, and we have people on the line that want to talk. Yes, let's talk to Larry. Larry, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, sir? Thank you for calling.
Well, you sound very good, and I'll tell you something. I don't listen to you all the time because this is a time of day that's very, very busy for me. But what I have noticed listening to you several times along the way is that it's very refreshing, your attitude towards what's going on in the world. And I must confess, I have a tendency to put people into the establishment, and then the other half would be people who are trying to do the right thing. And I see with what's going on with Trump right now, he's fighting very, very hard against the swamp in Washington, D.C. But I think people fail to realize that swamp is international. And every time he tries to do anything, he runs up against a lot of opposition. And I know with the deal with Iran pulling out, it's going to cost a lot of people who thought they were going to get a lot of money in the near future. They're not going to get it now. And you know what? That is too bad, because these governments are supposed to serve us. It's not for us to serve them and make them all multimillionaires and multibillionaires. And I don't know if you see it like I do or not, but I feel something from the tone of your voice that you're really got a good, strong character, you're ethical, and you want to do the right thing for all parties concerned.
God bless your heart. Yes, I do. And I do want to make a coexistence in this wild, wild west that we have in the Middle East, because these days it's crazy. The events are shaping up the history, you know. And Larry, it's really awesome, because I want to tell you the fact that Donald J. Trump did what he did last night is incredible. But he has all the right to do, because they did not respect the deal. They actually are not committed to a peaceful coexistence. They are trying to expand terrorism and a nuclear. They keep on their nuclear aspiration. That's why the European must come to play. We cannot allow the European friends to be a part of Iran treaty. That's not possible.
Well, that's true, but Germany and France both are so deeply involved. And, you know, I don't want to see their economy suffer, and I don't want to see them get hurt at all. But there is an international thing. There are a lot of other people involved that have been suffering for a long time. And I think it's a new thing. And I know Trump's a businessman, but it ain't business as usual while he's been in office. He's done so much, so far, so quickly, that it scares the rest of them. Even the Republicans, who supposedly are his party. Everybody who is part of the old establishment and part of that old swamp, even on an international basis, is threatened by him. And I think we have to back him up 100%, because I think he's doing the right thing.
is fantastic and he's doing the right thing and he keep his words. He did what he said he's going to do. He actually pull out from the deal and he's building the wall and he's moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And we love the president and we are so grateful for God for giving us such a leader in this incredible time and challenges. And from Israel, I tell you, we are so happy with him. And we really respect and we are thankful for the American people for standing by the state of Israel every time again. And we appreciate that very much.
Well, that's good. And I got into an argument with one of the guests on one of the other shows one time. And that individual was kind of deriding and knocking the evangelicals in this country. And I'm not an evangelical. I'm not a Christian. That goes without saying. But I'll tell you that.
Larry, 15 seconds. We have to run. I know. We love the evangelical. Love you. Thank you, Larry. Call back.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar? She's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
All right. I think we are back, and it's Orly Benny Davis with from Jerusalem with Love. I think I'm on. It's incredible. Sometimes technicians tell us, go ahead and leave us hanging. All right, Kalman, are we on? That will be great if I can get a yes, sir.
I will give you a yes on Skype once I get him, okay?
All right, and we are on live now.
Oh, we're on live. Yes, we're on live right
now. All right. Beautiful. Okay, guys, Orly Benny Davis, it's back from Jerusalem with Love. We had a talk with Larry. He was so graceful. Guys, it was nice to hear you talk to me. Sometimes, you know, I don't leave you, you know, the space, but please feel comfortable to call anytime. We're going to have a friend now from South Carolina, John Steinberger. He's a friend, and he's actually went to the same university that I went to, the University of South Carolina. He lives in Charleston, and he's married to Robin. And what we're going to talk, about education, because education is the machine that makes everybody work. If you have a good machine, if you have a good education, you actually can see it's going and have... and have a future. But without education, you cannot do zilch. And John is going to talk about it. John, welcome to the show.
Shalom. Pleasure to be with you.
Pleasure. All ours. How is South Carolina for us? How is the weather today there?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's sunny. It's about 20 degrees Celsius. We're going to approach 30 degrees Celsius by the end of the week, but we're loving it.
We love South Carolina. Listen, it's the best place. I don't mention it much because I know that we like to keep it a secret, but South Carolina does rock. I know.
If that's what we want, we failed.
Well, listen, you're getting in the news now. We have Nikki Haley and the ambassador in United Nations. We have Lindsey Graham and Joe Wilson, and we have the head of the Food Administration, that is David Beasley, the ex-governor. We have people that they rock. What can you do? You have the best of them serving the world, and God bless them. Now, tell me.
Governor Beasley's been instrumental in North Korea and getting food to the people there and paving the way for a peace deal in North Korea. Who thought that would happen?
You see, that's the miracle of our time. If we invest in pursuing the good of the people, we might have result, because that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's pursuing peaceful accords, and that's what he's going to get, and, you know, God willing, with North Korea. Now, tell me, we start talking about education, and you went to University of South Carolina, which I graduated, but I was in Beaufort County, and it was amazing experience. But we all have always a concern about the type, what really is going on in the academia. And you had some thought about it. Tell me about it.
Well, it's a big concern when I went to school, and I'm sure when you went to school, the professors were apolitical. They taught you a subject. They taught you to think critically and to express yourself. And now at most schools around the country, the students are being indoctrinated. They're being told what to think and what they can say and what they can't say. And they've politicized education, which is really a shame. It takes away a great experience.
That's true, because I remember when they asked me in biology, do you believe in creationism? And then when I started, okay, well, I believe in the Bible, you know, the Bible is true, and this is South Carolina. You're not asking me that kind of question there. But the truth of the matter is the indoctrination is actually secular. It's anti, you know, they're trying to force you into the scientific world where they dismiss everything of spiritual thing or the belief that there is a God or stuff like this. And not in South Carolina, but in the rest of the free world, that's what's happening.
Right. Well, you cannot go to a secular college in South Carolina and not be told that evolution is a fact. That's part of the curriculum, and it's part of the kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum, and it's anything but proven, but that's what students are asked to believe to pass their test in biology. It really is a shame.
It's actually creating anti-religious movement, because if you're trying to take the faith out of the classwork, you know, out of the youth. Remember when Roy Moore wanted to have the Ten Commandments on the court bench? Remember that episode?
Yeah, he actually did in Alabama.
Yes, in Alabama. He put it there, and then they removed it. That's why I ran for Senate in 2003, because I was so appalled by their movement. Because if you go to every court, you must swear on the Bible, right? But outside, they didn't they didn't allow them to have the Ten Commandments, so it was a contradiction. For me, every time there is a contradiction, somebody has to do the right thing. And what you're doing today, actually, you're putting the focus on the academia. Because we all talk about politician much, we all talk about the system, but we don't actually talk about the educational way. Because this today, the result of our education system, because when people come and fight each other, is because they didn't get the education the way they should. Because when you get a rightful education, you coexist. You never do, that's what I think, you never, if a good education is given to you, you would have to study tolerance. And tolerance is nothing in the world these days. Not from Hollywood, not from the academia, anything. They can't tolerate even the coexistent with God idea, you understand? So I'm first of all, I commend you for talking about it. I want you to tell me more about it. What actually got you going? Because I saw the remarks on your website or your Facebook.
Right, there are a lot of cultural problems, and one of them is that the students that get a college degree are usually not qualified for any career. So here they are, they've spent 4 years, sometimes longer, in a college program, and they get their degree, and then they wind up doing a job that does not require college at all. And that's, to me, that's tragic. In many cases, they're borrowing $50,000, and I don't know if that translates to your Israeli audience, but
it's more money than
most people make in a year. And,
right.
And they're doing a job that pays very little that they could have done right out of high school. So to me, there's a human tragedy associated with that. And one of the problems is that our high school guidance counselors are not equipping students with the knowledge about the careers in demand so that they know what training they need to be successful and to have a career path. And that's lacking, and we have to change that. And that's a goal of mine, to make sure that our school guidance counselors have the background and the training they need to inform students and parents about pathways to success. And in many cases, that involves a three or four month course at a technical college to gain a skill such as being an internet technology specialist.
Because they need to maintain themselves while in school, because what they do, actually, they make them borrow the money, and then they stay for 4 years in school until they graduate, you know, for, you know, college or for whatever they do. But they actually didn't get any training in work. I would love to see them proceed, you know, as you said, technical college, and get some kind of understanding and go to work at the training. And in America, you have it. In Israel, we have a terrible system here. You won't believe it. For the people of the book in Israel, we are so lacking in education. It's ridiculous, because only 50% of our population is actually eligible to get a graduate from high school. They select them while they are still in high school. This is, you don't want me to start talking about it. But
it's the European model. I understand that. But in the United States, we also don't have enough apprenticeships where people can, in high school, start working for a business and learn the trade and then become a full-time employee and have a career path upward. We need much more of that. We have so many students that don't have any meaningful purpose while they're in school, and they get bored and they drop out, or they don't go on to something successful, and that could be avoided with a good apprenticeship program, which President Trump is promoting.
All right. Listen, we have probably a minute now to go. I know that you're taking time this morning from your busy schedule, and I'm saluting you for that. And I wish you all the best. I really want you to feel free to call me anytime if you want to talk on the air. We really want anybody in the education system to understand that we want our children to be busy with knowledge, education, and not busy by getting, you know, being bored and doing nothing.
I'd like to say one more thing. My wife, Robin,
please,
teaches at Addlestone Hebrew Academy in Charleston, and the eighth grade students from Addlestone are in Jerusalem today. So that's
an annual eighth
grade trip. And the lifetime memories they get from visiting Israel are just tremendous. And it's been a great experience for them.
So a big salute to the school and to your wife, Robin, and I hope she keep up the good work and keep your art in the right place, because that would make a difference in our world. You know, people like you that really care for the children, because they must get the training that we can give them. We shouldn't let them and neglect their future by, you know, being too clumsy of what they're doing. Anyway, I have to go. I bless you and send you all my love from Jerusalem to all of your family, to all of your students. God bless you, and talk to you next time, all right?
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem We Love. We really thankful for John Steinberger that came on the show and talked about the education system. Now, this gave me the opportunity to talk about the education system around the world. As we all know, the free world was so anxious to get this act together and be famous and strong and knowledgeable that they forget the rest of the world. And if you come to the Middle East, you probably will encounter a few education system. The people are pretty, the Arab world are pretty, you know, have a hard time getting along because they don't have education. It's like a catch-22. If you don't educate the people, they cannot have a life, they cannot study, they cannot bring their level of understanding to a different, and it goes around like this all the time. And what I would like the world to do, instead of investing so much time and arm and money in arms, they should invest in some education, summit, education, fly about, whatever you want. Just make an effort to teach the free world, you know, in a free world kind of game. There are people, the Muslims, that the radical Islam that makes so much, you know, trouble these days because nobody pay attention to them. You see, always the squeaking will get more oil. Let's give them some oil, but a good one, education. And the people that get in Gaza that go and fly balloons with gas to inflame all the agriculture fields in Israel. What they are doing? They are calling for help in a destructive way because nobody is listening to them. And the truth of the matter is they are stuck with the Hamas and they're stuck with a terrorist organization that is running their life and care less of their well-being. Now, we have the choice. If we want to make it to the next level, we need to take responsibility. As far as there is nothing we can do, it's our responsibility. That's why we need to recollect what's the game. The game is to be there for the people. It means that Donald Trump, when he's coming to with a new deal, sorry, he needs to understand. It happens to me too. Okay, he needs to understand that responsibility means that you are giving the America, the allies, the people of the world. When you give people a country or entity, you must show some credential, like a doctor. When you have a doctor in the hospital, it must come with educational know-how, right? Now, when you want people to run a country like the Palestinian claim to want to, what kind of credential they have? None. How do we know that? It's because we gave them back at Gaza. Gaza was meant to be the stepping stone for them to establish an entity, or whatever they call it. And what they reflect on the entity is terrorism. They embedded all their money in the sand, working their way to destroy Israel. Now, I would call upon all my friends in the world to ask honest question. If you have a terrorist organization, would you like to give them a country? Would you like to give them a country in Switzerland? Really? Because that's what you're asking Israel to do. You're asking Israel to give them a country, which they don't deserve, by the way, because we have Jordan. Because the Arab of the land got their piece of land when the two system, the two party system, or the two land system, or two nation state, or whatever you call it, we have Jordan in this, and you cannot reflect upon the past and say, listen, it wasn't we have some Palestinian left here. No, they're nomad. They use to pass along. They have a passport, Jordanian passport, that right now the king of Jordan decided to. Actually cancel it because after we start mentioning it too long, you start feeling that, hey, that's true. They are those Palestinians are Jordanian citizens. So let's take the passport from Abu Abbas so he can call himself a refugee. But if he's a refugee, he's a refugee from Jordan and not a refugee from Israel, okay? Just let's start talking sense. I'm not pushing an agenda. I'm pushing only livelihood, peaceful coexistence here in Israel. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to give up my trust in God. I don't give up my holy places. And I don't give up my, you know, Tomb of Rachel, which is under the terrorist organization position, and it's ours. You see, the Tomb of Rachel is a holy, let's call it, it's an ancestry treasure of the Jewish people. Rachel is the mother only of the Jewish people. There is no other people who Rachel is the mother of. The matriarch of that. Rachel tomb is Jewish. There is no reason that 100 meters from the past, the control of the Jewish state of Jerusalem, there will be the Palestinian area with the tomb of Rachel. This is our matriarch. And when they are holding hostage the matriarch, they're holding hostage all the Bethlehem. The Bethlehem city is used to be Christian, and now there is no Christian anymore because they all turned to be, I don't know how many Christian they are. Let's go ahead of ourselves. But the truth of the matter is, I want you to understand that when you, the liberal, the one that people think that we can evacuate God from the Holy Land, which is the audacity of arrogance, of secular atheism, because to eradicate Jewishness from the world is like eradicating the Bible. And that's what Mogherini said. We don't accept Jerusalem and the city of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel because we don't believe in the Jewishness of it, and we don't believe it. She didn't say the Jewishness of this, of course, but that's what she claimed. Because if we don't have a biblical connection, means that we just came and took over the land. That's where all the secular who knows who that run the show all over the world must come to grip with the fact that we want to have a God, and there is a God, also in the academia. And it's very good that John came and talked about it, because it just reminded me. They claiming to teach our children to be free to choose. You're not supposed to talk about God all kindergarten, all school, but on university ground, they talk about science. The creationism is avoided. Guys, it's in America. How can you accept the rest of the world to be else if it's America that is supposed to teach us all the good thing and liberty and freedom? That's what happened. I remember when I ran for Senate because of the audacity of how you can claim that the Ten Commandments don't belong in the court when the Bible you swear in. How can you make this kind of a paradox in your life? And that's what made me convinced that I'm doing the right thing, because I have to remind people of this paradox to light them with the idea that you need to think over stuff that you do. You cannot just decide, you know, there is no God. Well, there is a God and it's not us. Now, let's keep on going, okay? Now, this Holy Land is all three religion come before God and pray for it. That's why Jerusalem should be under the custodian hands of the people of the book, the people of the Bible, because we are first. Let's say whatever you guys want, we are first. You can say we invented it. You could say we write it. Whatever we want, we are first, okay? So we are the custodian of the holy places. We want it only to be free for everybody, okay? So everybody can be playwright. Everybody can be free to do and come and go. But please respect everybody. You can have a Jewish life, you can be a Christian, you can be a Muslim, it doesn't matter. But we need to start thinking about the next level. Let's educate the people. Let's give those children of Gaza some education. Let's bring them, you know, when they start the gathering in the Gaza walls or border, I wanted to send them balloons. I said, why don't we send balloons so they know we want them for good? So we send a balloon, and one of Independence Day, you know what they did? They took the balloon now and they fill it with gas and burn the field. It's like we teach them the wrong thing. They didn't get it. It's like, oh, the balloon. Now we can send some balloon with gas. Life is good, and the world and time is short. Let's make it happen. Let's make world happen. And you know, European Union, you cannot stay in the treaty because you're part of NATO. Because if you are not, if you are not leaving the treaty, the deal with Iran, you have to dismantle NATO because you disobeyed the alliance's agreement by Lisbon Accord of 2010. So I wish you all luck. I hope that in Lisbon, the songs will be awesome this Saturday night. We can have it in all different on the internet. You can see it, and I hope that you enjoy it. It's not easy to sing when this world is going crazy, but I hope you know that Iranian will come to the agreement that they have a place also in the table, and it's time for them. If they're an enemy of Israel, I don't know why. You know, we had a Queen Esther. I have no clue. But it, whatever it is, it's hate for nothing because we don't hate you. We don't really hate you. We don't. I wish we can, you know, understand who you are. All right. So God bless you all, and from Israel, it's always a pleasure talking to you all. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and take care. And we'll talk to you next week. Okay. All the best. God bye bye. God bless. Ciao ciao.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.